You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out with the Dom and Jeremy show here at Denver's Mix 100. It's been a fun day today. Let's keep it going with this game called Rattle Off. Jeremy, our first contestant is Tanya. Tanya, good morning. Oh. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are
you? We're good, Tanya.
It's a great day for us. Yeah. We've had a ton of great callers and messages that have been sent in.
Oh, yeah. Our producer Josh came in a little bit ago and gave me one hell of a back rub. It's been a good morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a massage therapist, so if you ever need a back rub, you can come see me, too.
Yeah, he'd be hard to beat, I tell you. He's got strong hands.
I don't know. I'll give him some competition.
All right.
Well, let's play some Rattle Off, Tanya. You ready to give it a shot?
I am.
All right.
Give me an easy one.
Well, I'm giving you the first one that's coming up. It's right here at the top of our list.
And, okay, it's probably the hardest one.
Well, you never know. And besides, different ones are more difficult for different people.
We don't know what you are tuned into, you know?
You might be super skilled at this. Who knows? It involves a letter. The letter is T as in terrific. T as in taco. All right?
Okay.
And in 10 seconds, we need 5 words that contain double T's. In other words, words that have 2 T's next to each other. 5 words with double T's. Ready? And go.
Mitt, tut, mutt,
Oh, darn it. Your phone's cutting out. Was that like 2?
Your phone is cutting out a lot.
So bad.
Bitter, better, letter,
oh,
butter.
So many. Oh, butter. Butter.
Butter.
Butter.
Oh, your phone is breaking up so bad, Tanya.
Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you for playing. We appreciate you being on the show. Sorry, we just started losing you. Lauren, good morning. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Lauren. What do you got going on today? Anything good?
I'm just at work.
Yeah?
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm a technician. I go to different job sites, so I spend a lot of time in my car. So you guys keep me company.
Well,
oh,
that's nice.
But what kind of technician?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like for different construction residential jobs. So I go to different homes and make sure they're getting built to the engineering site plans.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Making sure all the duct work's in the right spot and they're not
sure it's not gonna, you know, blow away.
Yeah, make sure they're not cutting any corners.
Right.
Counting studs.
A technician, eh?
Yeah.
Have you been in this industry for a long time?
No, I just started. I graduated college and this is my first job that I got.
So does this tie in with your degree?
Kind of. I had a science degree, so I like construction.
Okay.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is what the appeal of construction was to you, because some people absolutely kind of worship that, and Jeremy would be great at it. I'd be way out of my element. It's not my skill set.
I like all that.
Hmm. Where'd you go to school?
I went to University of Vermont in Burlington, Vermont, so I'm a far away from home.
Are you from Burlington?
I'm from the Northeast, up in Connecticut.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Then I can talk to you about this, because my stance is that people from Vermont, God bless them, are the strangest people in the country. They're the oddest people I've ever encountered are in Vermont, because I've spent some time there. Yeah.
I feel like people from Vermont are somewhat similar to people in Colorado, you know, similar, I guess, hobbies. They like to hike.
They're
and
into eat. Hiking and craft beer.
I would agree with that. Their interests are the same, but carrying on a conversation with them is drastically different.
All they want to talk about is syrup.
Hey, the maple syrup is good.
It's the bomb diggity, isn't it? Straight out the tree.
Burlington's pretty, too. That whole area is
They've
really
got a great
gorgeous.
Coat factory.
I don't even think there's a coat factory in Burlington, Vermont.
What? That's a bunch of crap, then.
We've been ripped off.
This is bogus.
Ben and Jerry's is up there somewhere. What town is that in?
I think near Montpelier. I'm not sure. The capital.
And that capital, Jeremy, at some point I challenge you to go to Montpelier, Vermont, and see what a quaint little town it is. It's a state
capital. I love
those
little places.
And you can walk from one end to the other in like 5 minutes.
Oh, I mean, I love that.
Cute.
I love that.
It's cute. It's a cute little town. Where's Ben and Jerry's from? Hold on. I got to look it up. It is in Burlington.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh.
You went to school there, and you didn't
now
even
know
that
she
Ben
was
and
busy
Jerry's
studying.
Was just down the street.
She wasn't packing her face with ice cream.
She's learning. I've been to the Ben and Jerry's on like in Burlington, but I've never been to the factory.
Because they even have the little graveyard there where they put the flavors
that they have.
Have you seen that?
I've heard about that.
Yeah,
I've heard about it.
They essentially lay to rest the flavors that didn't make the cut or didn't survive long enough.
They retired them.
Yeah. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready there, Sweet Lauren?
I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, no.
Some of your categories are a lot more difficult than other ones.
Would you have done good with the double T one that we just did?
No, I was trying to think of them in my head, and I literally couldn't think of one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll do better with this one. See what I did there?
Better.
She'll
double
do
T.
Better.
Double T, Lauren. Double T.
All right, I'm ready.
All right.
This one's easy. Huh, I'll tell you what, Lauren, if you miss this one. Oh.
All right, the pressure's on.
10 seconds. And don't overthink it. Have fun with this. 10 seconds. 5 things that one would take hiking.
Oh.
5 things that you take hiking when you go hiking. Ready and go.
Sunscreen, water, a granola bar, bear spray, a hat, my hiking boots, an extra jacket,
and syrup. Lots of syrup.
Lots of syrup.
Syrup.
I think you got like 7 of them. You're
a winner. Well done, construction girl.
Lauren, the Connecticut, Vermont gal comes through.
Woo-hoo. Well done.
I do like to hike, so that one was easy.
Well, see, like I told, you know, Tanya, you never know what someone's, what their wheelhouse is going to be. Listen, you are the champ today. If you will stand by, Josh will come back. He's going to tell you about your concert tickets, okay?
Cool. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming all the way out here to Colorado and choosing the Dom and Jeremy show.